At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So most of the time I lock in your interest rate before the weekend because I never really know what the weekend's going to endeavor. So this week I didn't lock in people and it's paying off well. We have right here, we have President Trump delaying the tariffs on the EU. That's causing the markets to do pretty darn well today. So we got the Dow Jones up over 500 points. We got mortgage bonds up as well. And it looks like we might have home prices from the S&P Schiller Index come out today and it might be up or it might be down. The data is a little confusing, so we're going to take a deep dive into these topics in today's video. So without further ado, let's get to it, folks. My name is Dan Frio. I actually do this report two times a day to inform you guys what the heck's going on with these over here. And the reasons why is I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at a federal bank. That's what I do. And the cool thing about it is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, but our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. You're here to figure out what's going on with these things. So let's get over to it. We have in the news right now is the Dow Jones is rallying 500 points after Trump announces a delay on the EU tariffs. That's actually causing the markets to do pretty darn well across the board. So we have the indices across the board here that is in the green. We got oil. Love it. It's down in the red. So we'd love when oil was down, especially below $60 a barrel. We have the 10-year treasury also dropping. And the VIX, I think the VIX is dropping as well because anxiety on Wall Street's starting to come down a little bit. Here's what we have so far in the mortgage bond market. We actually filled in that gap that we talked about last week, so I'll talk about that briefly. There's a good rise in the MBS market this morning. And then home prices, what are they doing? This caption says home prices edged down in March, but if you go over to here, it says U.S. S&P Core Shiller Index record 3.4 annual gain in March. So what did home prices do? Well, that's where we're going to dive into these topics. So let's get over to the first thing we want to look at. The Dow Jones is rallying right now. The main topic behind there is President Trump delayed the EU tariffs. What's going to happen when they actually settle and maybe they settle for less than what was expected? What's the market's going to do? That's what you have to poise yourself on. So the economic news we have for today, it's a robust week. Not much coming in today and tomorrow. Thursday is when we get the data that's going to fill in some of the gaps that the Federal Reserve monitors, and that's right through here. But first, I want to go over to this right here. We have some data coming in, the Case-Shiller Index. What this tells us is what the top 20 cities in the U.S. is doing. If you read this caption, it tells you, well, home prices are going down. But if you go to the next caption, it looks like they're going up. So let's look at what they're really doing. So here's the context that we have right through here. House prices edged down in March. What I want you to understand is right through here. Well, this one's a little bit easier to read. Let's go down through this one. The S&P Dow Jones Index today released the March of 2025 Case-Shiller Index, the leading measure of home prices, recorded a 3.4 annual gain in March of 2025. So from March of 2024 to March of 2025, home prices in general went up 3.4%, a slight decrease from the previous reading in February. But they're also saying month over month, it ticked down just a little bit. So let's go over to that data because that's what you should be focused in on right through now, because home prices we're going to look at, we're going to look at interest rates, then we're going to look at some of the economic data coming in the latter part of this week that's really going to move the Fed potentially. So here's the data that we have out today. On Tuesday, the information we have coming out is core durable goods, and they fared pretty good right through here, but then when you said let's look at durable goods orders, it fell off a cliff. So the last reading on durable goods orders was a 7.6 positive. It came in this time at a negative 0.6. Not a good number there. But then we look down through here and we see the S&P, this data. What is house prices doing? So if we look over history, here's what it's been doing month over month. So starting in November, home prices were down on average 0.4% month over month. Then in December, 0.2, January, 0.1, and then it's been going positive since November. Is that a sign that the housing market's going to recover? I don't know about that, but home prices are going to stay stable to come down just a little bit. I'll give you an update on my neighbor's house. My neighbor just put his house up for sale on Friday, and I got a house down the block from you. I'll give you a little surprise data on that at the end of this video when I'm going over what I do for a living. So that's what we've seen so far today. So some of the Case-Shiller indexes, maybe as this is telling us, the housing market isn't as weak as a lot of people think. Well, once the consumer piece of this equation starts to weaken, well, you might see house prices weaken a little bit more in certain parts of the country. And here's what I'm getting that data. If we see here, durable goods orders have plummeted, went from a positive 7 to a negative 6. That's got to put some pressure on prices as well as the labor market. So that's what we got to focus in on. But here's what's coming in the latter part of this week. We got right down through here, the FOMC meeting, 5-year auction. But then on Thursday, we're getting some big data. Continued jobless claims. The PCE. Now, the PCE is the number one factor, the number one figure that the Federal Reserve monitors when it comes to inflation. So that's coming out as well. An initial jobless claim, pending home sales. Look at all this data that we're getting. And then we have the core PCE coming out on Friday. The real number. This is the real number that the Federal Reserve monitors. It's coming out on Friday. So on Thursday, we have some initial stuff as well as the GDP. On Friday is when that PCE number comes in. We're getting the PCE. It's all across the board through here. So that's going to tell us what is really going on in the inflation front that the Federal Reserve monitors. Okay, so that's what we're seeing there. That will be market movers if it doesn't come in right on point. So that's what we're going to look at in the latter part of this week. Why do we look at that? Well, it's one of the things that the Federal Reserve looks at. Okay, here's what the Federal Reserve basically looks at, the economy at a glance. You're seeing right through here. They control this number right through here. This is called the federal funds rate. This is the number that the President Trump is telling us this is way too high because the Fed kind of controls the front end of the yield curve. So when you have the front end, the low end of the rates where they should be low, when you have that coming in at 4.25 to 4.5, you're not really going to see interest rates on mortgages, especially coming in at 5 or 5.5%. There's usually going to be about a 2% cushion to this or more. So that's what we're seeing there. Then we're going to come in. This is where that PCE comes in that I was talking about that the Federal Reserve monitors. The PCE, that's the number one inflation number that they look at. Then on they also look at the unemployment rate. So we're going to get some of those numbers this week. And then GDP, is that number coming in as well? We're going to go down through here, GDP price index. So we're going to get that as well. So not only are we getting the PCE on the inflation side, we're also getting GDP, how much production we're getting out of our economy. So that's going to be show us some data on the health of the economy that we're seeing right through there. So that's what we're seeing so far in the markets for today. I will have my Stock Talk Tuesday today. We're going to be talking about these things here. So if you don't really understand the stock market and just don't really understand investment, I go over a little thing each. I try to do it on Tuesdays or on the weekends so you guys can understand investing. We talk about stocks, cryptocurrencies, bonds, and even ETFs and how to understand those. Here's a mock portfolio that we created. We're going to go over that so you guys can understand this part of the market as well. But what I really do for a living, folks, is my name is Dan Frio, and I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So I'm a licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So no matter where out there you live, I should be able to help you. So if you're looking to buy or refinance, hopefully you reach out to us. Here's the interesting thing. We have that slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I'll explain to you. I work at a federal bank. Unique thing about our federal bank is they being really proactive with things, because what are you looking for when you kind of reach out or you're watching videos like this? You want to understand real estate and you need some help. So what we decided to do is what the bank decided to do is let's give our clients the biggest opportunity they can, and let's set up maybe 20, 30 different banks that we can work with. So if we don't have the product or maybe there's a lower rate out there, we can help facilitate that for you. So check out going to therateupdate.com. Here's my website. You can check out our applications right through here. Schedule consultation through here. Our 800 numbers right through here. But what we do is when you put in your application, we're going to pull your credit and we're going to look at the programs we have at the bank here, plus the 33 other lenders that we work with. Then when it comes down to locking in your rate, just think about this. We're going to be able to search over 30 different lenders to figure out who's got the best rate for you. Now, can you do that on your own? You can give it a sure. You can surely give it a try. If you want to reach out to us for all that help, so let us do the heavy lifting, just check out therateupdate.com. I think you're going to be surprised on what you find there. And you're also going to see just a handful of the over 3,000 videos that we have on our YouTube channel. One of them is right through here. If you're a homeowner, check out this right through here. It's our home watch tool. So if you keep missing that opportunity to refinance, well, check out this video. It's going to make sure that you don't miss that opportunity next time. If you're going down through here and you need some help with your credit, check out this video. It's a brand new video we did just recently. I go over the credit system I use personally and how it works for me and how it might be able to work for you. So that's our report for today, folks. So we go back to it. MBSs are up 24 ticks for today. So that means mortgage rates are coming down just a little bit. Here's an interesting thing that we saw. We filled in the gap. Remember I said, okay, we had this gap the other day that I'm like, okay, we're going to probably fill this gap. So we were right through here the other day. And then I'm like, okay, I'm not locking going into the weekend. And here's what we got. We filled in that gap, and it looks like it's up, up, and away right now for the MBS bond. When this is up, all you have to understand is when the MBS prices are up, mortgage rates are coming down. So this is a good signal that rates are going to be coming down this afternoon. How far? Well, check out my closing bell video to figure out how that is. And also, be like I said, I'll be live today at 3 o'clock Central Time. So we're going to talk about stock talk so you guys understand how equities work as well. Thanks for watching, folks. Hope you have a good afternoon, and I'll see you back here at 3 p.m. sharp to go over stock talk and then my closing bell. Take care, folks. Have a great afternoon. See you soon. Bye-bye.